right, it's under review. A little Wilco there. Sirius XM, NHL Network Radio, Channel 91. Mick and Peter with you. Thanks to JD View from the Pacific. Next segment, we'll set you up for a weekend of hockey, Peter and I. Tell you what's coming up on the channel, both today and the weekend, and juicy games that Peter's watching and betting his mortgage on next. Right now, I want to do something just a little different. I wanted to do it in the summer, but the gentleman's busy. He's got a busy life. But he say, Mick, I'm going to be in your area soon. Get him on the phone. He's busy teaching. I'm sure we'll talk some Jets. Maybe he's a Jets fan. I don't know. Maybe he isn't. Don't assume people from a certain city are fans of that team. Not anymore. Zakapizzi is on the phone with us from Winnipeg. He runs the Winnipeg Table Hockey League. And I'm telling you, if you don't follow him on Twitter, you should. There are some awesome table hockey games out there. And I'm a table hockey fan. I can't say I'm a freak. I'm a fan. Used to be pretty good at it. Joel Thistle was a little better. We still talk about that. But Sal's on the phone with us from – are you from calling from Winnipeg, Sal?
Yes, I'm calling from Winnipeg.
Thank the Winnipeg you. Table Hockey League. So tell me what's going on. Yeah. First of all, tell me what's going on.
We've been around – we officially formed in 1989, but we've been playing since the late 60s, early 70s, and my brother got his first game back in 1965, and he was like many of the other Canadian kids that you wanted a table hockey under the Christmas tree or for your birthday, and that was the big thing back in the late 60s, early 70s, and so once he got his, and he's 5 years older than me, so then I was born, came along, and probably by the age of like three, like most kids started, he put me on the other end of the table, we started playing, and my dad was there, and we'd start playing, and then it gets pulled out every, you know, Christmas holiday, birthday parties, and after you have your big Italian meal, you go play some table hockey, and then, you know, you get the tournaments, and then you have bragging rights, who won this year's Christmas party table hockey tournament, and that's how it started, and then we went on from there, and then around in our, early 20s, that was 1989, we officially decided to form the WTHL, the Winnipeg Table Hockey League, and then, start as two friends, two cousins, and slowly, you know, someone grabs another person, you know, can I bring my friend over, and we
slowly... Before you know it... Yeah. Here you are on NHL Network Radio talking about the Winnipeg Table Hockey League with Sal. I love it. I'm born in 63, so there's a picture. I got to get it from my mom. Christmas 69, we're still living in BC, out in Richmond. And it's my sister and I playing, and it's the Metallic Players, Montreal, Toronto, go figure. And it's a beautiful set. I wish I still had it. It's brand new. It was so beautiful. I've had many sets over the years. The Coleco sets we played in the 80s. We had a hockey league in Ottawa called the Allaire Hockey League. It was all the musicians who could play because they all have the finger dexterity. If you weren't a musician, you got your ass kicked. And so I was pretty good at that. I won a couple of times. The Coleco set. I remember getting Coleco players in the 70s. The expansion box set, which I wish I still had with the Seals and the Atlanta Flames. Oh, it just makes me cry. It's so beautiful. And we just kind of went, yeah, whatever. What is it? I had a CFL. By the time we moved to Edmonton in 74, I got a CFL electric football game for Christmas. Yeah. And that's a thing of beauty, too. I wish I had that. Looked like Tom Wilkinson against the Calgary Stampeders. But you know this. You turn on the electric football game, those guys just go wherever. It's cool, but it's stupid. But table hockey actually kind of does distill the essence of the game, at least the old North-South game. Before the European influence, table hockey. I talk to people who don't even like hockey. They go, "Oh, I love playing table hockey or bubble hockey." If they play that version in bars and that, there's something about the game. It really does take a certain degree of talent. It is timing. There is a manual dexterity to it, and because you have a limited amount of play, Sal, you it's all about speed. I mean, I've seen some guys who play like Pinball Wizard out there.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Like the hand-eye coordination you need for and the dexterity skills that you learn from the hand-eye coordination. It's just, and the more you play, the better it is, right? It's like someone who's never played the piano, and I'm not good at playing the piano, but, you know, if you give me probably 50 lessons, I'll probably be a little bit better than
probably like, better,
same with table hockey, right? And so I like to introduce it to my students here at the elementary level. I'm a phys ed teacher.
I want to know about that. Do they like to play because it's a video game age? My 18-year-old, he loves playing, you know, the NHL. It just came out last night, actually. Just came out last night, the new NHL game on EA, and it's great. He loves that. But when I brought out I can't remember the name now. It's slipping the mind. The European one that we play all the time.
The Stiga.
Yeah, thank you. I brought that out, and I had our good buddy Vegas Jay sent us the Vegas players, and I had the Red Wing players. There, some Red Wings.
Right.
And we played, And he goes, oh, I don't know about this. And then he played it. And, of course, I'm kicking his ass 10-0, 10-0, 10-0. But he started to get it. And Sal, you know, and then he's like, hey, I can – this is fun. So he asked to play every so often. So I take it even the video game age, kids still love playing this game.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Once I introduce it to them, put a video game and a table hockey game beside them, and I guarantee you 9 out of 10 will choose the table hockey because
it's so visual.
Up in the classroom.
Yeah.
We'll start playing. I got kids that are, you know, a lot of kids that are new immigrants from different countries that they've never seen hockey before, you know, a great way to introduce the game of hockey to them with them. And then, you know, then from there I can teach them inside the gym floor hockey, and then we can use that
nice
hand-eye dexterity that
nice
we learn from table hockey. You can use it to teach them racquetball, you know, all the hand-eye coordinated sports.
I absolutely love this. We're talking to Sal Capizzi from Winnipeg. There's a hockey town for you here on Under Review. A few more before we let you go. I know you're a busy man. You mentioned Stiga. I grew up on the Coleco systems, but Stiga is pretty good. Which do you have a rule in your table hockey league? Which board can be used?
That's one thing unique about our league compared to most other leagues is that we're a multi-table league. So
cool.
We've used as many as 48 different table hockey and games.
There are that many table hockey games? There's at least 48.
If you can go on the front page of our website, there's a scrolling gift that shows you all the different games that we have in our league. And we use all different kinds. We'll pull out maybe for one tournament, we'll pull out, you know, these five. We're going to use these five. You know, it could be a game from Sweden from 1955. I got games from Russia from the 1960s.
Oh, man, you're hardcore.
West Berlin, you know, West Berlin in the 70s. And then Coleco and Eagle and that's in a bubble hockey. We got the big bubble hockey. So then the following tournament, we can use other ones. So that's our league is a little bit different because most leagues they use that one game. It could be Stiga or Coleco, and then you get your super powerhouse players, and they're fantastic at it. And you might be able to beat them one game, but to beat them in best four or the seven is probably not going to happen or whatever. So what we do is we have all these different games, and some players are better at different games than others. And then when we do our playoff rounds for the tournaments for that day, whoever is the lower seed gets to pick which game they're going to play on. And we always do one game elimination. So it's intense. It's fun. Anybody's got a chance. So weaker players got a chance.
I love this. I got to visit. I have to visit. I got to ask, no Phil and Tony Esposito hockey? No, remember Sure Shot hockey? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, got the Phil and Tony Esposito. It's actually a magnetic one.
Oh, it's pathetic. It was bad.
Look on the front page of that website. You'll see that game on there. That's hilarious.
Do you remember Sure Shot hockey?
Sure Shot. Yeah, we got we got all sorts of. We got the Colecos, the Eagles, all the different Monroes. You know, even the original one that started table hockey back in the.
What's your website? What's your website? People can look.
WinnipegTableHockeyLeague.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the things, and just like everybody else. And we currently have 20 players right now, it ranges from teachers. We got Air Canada pilot. We got engineers. We got computer technicians.
Wait a minute, Sal. You got an Air Canada pilot.
We got players in different cities that have moved. They used to live with us.
I like that. But no, I got to ask about the pilot. Wait a minute. That pilot better be good at the hand-eye coordination, or I want to know who it is. I'm not getting on his plane. He better be good. Yeah.
He's not bad.
Oh, he's not bad. Oh, I don't know about that. Two more for you. Two more. One argument we always had, and I was, go figure, the commissioner. Well, I wasn't the commissioner. I was I was the guy who actually, we had a rule book written. We had stats.
Yeah.
This is back in the 80s. They had so much fun.
Yeah.
And the girlfriends would go, where are you going? We had 20 game seasons. We'd do it over two weekends and have the playoffs. That was so much fun. We kept scoring stats too, assists. And it was ridiculous. We would always have an argument about what's a goal. How long does the puck have to be in the net? What's your rule? Yeah.
We've changed it over the years, but we've simply gone to just the simplest way. So there's no arguments. There's never a discussion. The puck has to stay in the net. Their in and outs don't count because there'd be guys going, there's no way that was in and out. The other guy
said, right.
No, that went in and out. So it's like,
right.
The puck has to stay in the net. And in a lot of the new games, they're being made where the puck, you rarely get the in and outs. And you have the new games because some of the older ones, like the Colecos and the Eagles and the Monroes or whatever, you'd get your in and outs or whatever. Now there's a couple of guys that remake the same game, but they're much sturdier. You know, you can basically step on them and they're not going to warp or break. And,
good.
You know, the guy in Montreal, his name is Carlo Bossio. you make them here in, for here in Canada, and there's that man John Fail for in New York, that the Soho Table Hockey, they look just like Coleco's, but way more sturdier, you know, real nice wood that they make them out of. You can have.
Oh, I gotta get one of these.
I'll definitely set you up with that, and I'll send you a game. I'll send you a classic one. You appreciate the old vintage games from the 60s and the 70s. You got to have one in the office, and you can play Peter. That's two out of
three. Oh, I have. I beat him 10-1. No, Peter's a pushover. I got it. My former boss is doing other stuff here, Joe Thistle. He'd be the same. He'd be all over this. He's the only guy who could beat me. And we had vicious games. It's so well, final one for yourself. You said, yeah, you're coming to Toronto for a tournament. What's going on?
Actually, it's not for it's for a marathon. I'm a phys ed teacher, so I try to be a good role model.
All right, Mr. Showoff. Sure, doing a marathon as you're playing table hockey. That's, sure, yeah. So you overachiever, you.
Got the Toronto Marathon.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. Yeah, because I've never done it. Yeah. Sal, this is great.
I expect you on the sideline.
Absolutely. I'll be the guy in the California Golden Seal shirt. What's the website again?
WinnipegTableHockeyLeague.com.
I got to come to Winnipeg one day and play. I love that city. I love it. Sal, thanks for doing this today. Thanks.
Appreciate you having me on. Appreciate it.
Talk again. Sal Capizzi from Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Table Hockey League. And there are variations of this league all through North America and Europe. It's so much fun. And I love the fact that in the video age, kids still want to play. They're drawn to it. It's tangible. It just looks so cool. And as cool as electric football looks, and I had a great CFL game. I can't even find it online anymore. And there's NFL ones. Once you turn it on, it doesn't work. It's like, what were they all drinking? I love that too, but something about table hockey. We come back to ice hockey. Thanks to Sal. Don't go anywhere. This is Under Review.